This is the UA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 302,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and the number of confirmed infections has surpassed 4.4 million. In the United States, approximately 86,000 people have died, and the number of infections is more than 1.4 million. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he intends to prepare the country for future pandemics by restocking the national stockpile. He says that includes bringing critical manufacturing back to the U.S. from abroad. Mr. Trump announced his plans Thursday while visiting a Pennsylvania medical equipment distributor. His comments came the same day a whistleblower testified that the Trump administration had failed to properly prepare for the current pandemic. Mr. Trump is also trying to convince the public that it's time for the states to begin to reopen, even as the virus continues to spread. He called on Pennsylvania's Democratic governor to open up the state. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning doctors about a rare but serious condition in children linked with the coronavirus. In an alert issued Thursday, the CDC called the condition multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. Over 100 in New York and several other states have been sickened. It was first reported several weeks ago in Europe. A few deaths have, in fact, occurred. CDC says symptoms include a fever, severe illness requiring hospitalization, and inflammatory markers in the blood. U.S. health officials have released part of some long-delayed specific guidance that schools, businesses, and other organizations can use as states reopen from coronavirus shutdowns. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday posted a set of six decision tool documents. The one-page documents use traffic signs and other graphics to tell organizations things to consider before reopening. It's prepared an extensive, more specific guidance as well. This is VOA News.